So something that's been grabbing my attention this week, the headlines, smoking versus sausages. So you may have seen questions such as, are meat, eggs, milk and cheese as deadly as smoking? Is it safe to substitute a cigarette for a sausage? And could a high-protein Atkins diet lead to an early death?
It'd be hard to light a sausage though, wouldn't it?
I haven't tried. Yeah, I think it would be quite difficult. There's been a publication in the Journal of Cell Metabolism, a study by University of Southern California scientists Volta Longo and his colleagues, and they surveyed the eating habits of more than 6,300 Americans aged over 50. And then they followed them up 18 years later. And then they published this. They found out that those who had obtained 20% or more of their daily calories from protein were 75% more likely to have died during the 18-year follow-up. And they had specifically a fourfold increase in their rates of cancer and diabetes compared with individuals who obtained 10% of their calories from protein, so those that had a low-protein diet. And according to Volta Longo, high-protein intake is in fact posed as large a risk as tobacco.
High protein intake versus low protein, or smoking versus not smoking, same increased risk for dying of cancer in the following 18 years.
Quite a bold statement. The researchers also conducted a similar study in mice, getting the same results. And in both humans and mice, the dietary protein intake affected the levels of this growth hormone called IGF-1, which is also been linked to cancer susceptibility. So the authors suggest that IGF-1 could be used as a possible biomarker in the future to help predict people's risk of developing cancer and then steer them in the direction of a particular diet through the ages. Because surprisingly, the team also found that switching to a higher protein diet later in life, so after 65, actually does the opposite to health. So how your body reacts to high protein appears to be very age dependent. One criticism of the study, however, is the sample size. So other scientists have been suggesting that there are too few subjects in this study to assess properly other factors like levels of exercise, for example, taken by the participants. And this could be affecting the results. So is a sausage as bad as a cigar? Sarah Williams is Health Information Officer at Cancer Research UK.
Protein definitely still has a place in a healthy, balanced diet. It's perhaps a good idea if you eat a lot of it to cut back on red and processed meat, so things like beef, lamb, pork. But you broadly want to try and keep it simple, eat plenty of fibre, fruit and vegetables, and try and cut back on red and processed meat, salt and high calorie foods. What's really important to remember, particularly if you're a smoker or, you know someone who's thinking of giving up smoking, is that giving up smoking is the best thing that you can do for your health. It really is very difficult to overstate the harms of smoking. We do know that there are perhaps some small, moderately increased risks of cancer connected with specifically red and processed meat, but they're in no way in the same league as smoking.